on Wisconsin Hometown Stories, a county founded in the heart of the state, built up by rail power and the bounty of the land, a county transformed by civil war, strong political winds, and powerful glacial waters that left a patchwork landscape woven into the fabric of history. On Wisconsin Hometown Stories, Juneau County.
Funding provided in part by Philip J. and Elizabeth B. Hendrickson. Phyllis I. Moore, in memory of the Henry and Laura Greefy family and John F. Moore. The Carrie L. Schmidt family and Bank of Mauston, in memory of Thomas E. Schmidt. The Jean A. Trader and Joan M. Randolph families, in memory of Beatrice P. Bergdorf. The John and Catherine Orton family, in memory of the Honorable Thomas J. and Colette S. Curran. Mildred Freimiller. The Friends of Wisconsin Public Television and the Wisconsin History Fund, supported in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities.
When glaciers moved into Wisconsin during the last ice age, ice blocked the flow of the Wisconsin River, forming what is known as Glacial Lake Wisconsin. For thousands of years, most of Juneau County lay deep underwater. As the climate warmed, the wall of ice gave way, and the lake drained in a catastrophic rush of water. The surging cascade carved out the formations of the Wisconsin Dells in a matter of days.
The cliff that we see ahead and to the left marks the beginning of Juneau County.
And it was just a cataclysmic flow. It just drained the lake in a matter of a few days. And so it was that outflow that carved through these rocks, shaping and forming and sculpturing the rock formations that we see today.
Jutting up from the lake bottom, rock formations, once islands in the glacial lake, carved by the waves and currents of 1,000 feet of water. As the glaciers retreated, the land opened up once again to Native Americans, who left a legacy of effigy mounds around the county. In the 1830s and 40s, the federal government took possession of Menominee lands in Juneau County, and the U.S. Army removed the Ho-Chunk from their Wisconsin lands.
We're forcibly removed 5 different times. Reservations were established for our people in Iowa. There were 2 reservations in Minnesota, reservation established out in South Dakota. And then finally, our people moved down the river to part of the Omaha Indian Reservation. But with each removal, there was a group of our Ho-Chunk people that would always come back to Wisconsin, always come back to our homeland. We believe that the Creator placed us here. This is the area that He intended for us to inhabit. And so they came back to the homelands to be where the Creator intended for us to be. This was home. Yellow Thunder was one of our great leaders. Yellow Thunder encouraged non-Native